Track 11, 2.5 Integrated Planning. Integrated planning recognises that a city or regional area is supported and governed by the interrelationships between physical infrastructure, people, and the context of a place. Cities and towns are hubs for ideas, commerce, culture, productivity, and social development. An integrated planning approach considers the design of transport networks within the context of the opportunities that cities and regional areas can bring. Maximising the integration of land use planning and transport planning provides the best opportunity to enhance the accessibility of an area and enhance a user's experience of the whole journey. This also enables streets to be considered as public spaces that feel safe, comfortable, and are a delight to experience. New greenfield developments versus existing or old brownfield situations pose varied challenges. Greenfield sites provide opportunities to achieve best practice accessibility informed by disability advisory groups. Narrator's note, figure 14 has a photograph under the heading Consultation with Disability Groups Helped Achieve Positive Accessibility Outcomes for All Users, copyright Otakaro Limited. Christchurch Bus Interchange. The planning and design of Christchurch's new bus interchange included input from groups including the City's Disability Advisory Group and an audit by the National Barrier Free New Zealand Trust. Early and regular consultation with disability groups resulted in positive accessibility outcomes for all users. For example, the interchange features walking strips and electronic braille information stands for people who are blind or have low vision, and step-free ground-level access and signage heights and types designed with all users in mind. This bus interchange also uses dynamic stop allocation. End narrator's note. Improving accessibility of existing facilities, particularly those with heritage classification or engineering constraints, can pose significant challenges and costs. Working with disability advisory groups in these situations is particularly important and frequently enables solutions to be found that best meet the needs of all parties involved. An integrated planning process also considers the design of places in the context of human behaviour and experience. This approach brings a truly holistic perspective to the planning and design of public transport. It brings focus to users' journeys and their interactions with the environment during these journeys.